From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Rival groups clash in Haiti as protests over the presence of Roger Lafontaine and Williams Regala continue. A Canadian priest living with Haitian cane cutters in the Dominican Republic joins the chorus of condemnation over their living conditions.
The living conditions are atrocious. The health conditions are very poor. There are often no latrines or very few latrines, and people do their necessities out in the cane fields.
And France says its plans to set up a fiscal control center in St. Martin were misunderstood. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Former American President Jimmy Carter will lead a delegation from the National Democratic Institute for International Affairs to Haiti on Wednesday. It's the first in a series of monitoring moves designed to examine the conditions in the country for the upcoming elections. From Washington, Jan Ziff reports.
Ken Wallach, the executive vice president of the NDI, said that the eventual aim of the institute is to oversee a peaceful and free election in Haiti. He said that Mr. Carter's delegation would meet with Haitians from all walks of life, including President Trudeau and members of the military, as well as political candidates and leaders. Mr. Wallach explained that the NDI is one of the recipients of the $5 million set aside by the United States Congress to assist the election process in Haiti. He said that the money will be used to carry on a series of programs to monitor the electoral process. Mr. Wallach said the NDI also plans a series of training programs for the political parties in Haiti to assist efforts to encourage participation in the process, voter education, and election monitoring programs that will be carried out by the political parties themselves.